The family of Christ, welcome to the episode of Daily Grace with Alan Wonder Chapter 8. Question today is Wonder Chapter, from Nehemiah Chapter 8. And I should have started off with a word of prayer. Almighty loving God, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for provision. Thank you for always being there for us, for the world we have gone wrong in our thoughts and our actions, and what we have failed to do. We pray that may you forgive us, may you continue protecting us, may you continue sending down your holy angels to come and be with us, to come and guide us where we have offended you, where we have gone wrong. Almighty King of Kings, may you forgive us, may you continue protecting us, all those who are sick, all those who are in pain. Father, may you come and heal them, and may you always give them strength to persevere in all that they go through. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name, and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. And without wasting time, let's go straight to Nehemiah chapter 8. All the people came together as one in the square before the water gate. They told Ezra, the teacher of the law, to bring out the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded for Israel. So on the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly, which was made up of men and women, and all were able to understand. He read it aloud from daybreak till noon as he faced the square before the water gate in the presence of the men, women, and others who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. Ezra, the teacher of the law, stood on a high wooden platform built for the occasion. Besides him, on his right stood Mattithiah, Shema, Ananiah, Uriah, Hilkiah, and Maasai. And on his left were Pedia, Mishael, Malkijah, Hashum, Hashbadana, Zachariah, and Meshulam. Ezra opened the book, and the people could see him because he was standing above them. As he opened it, all the people stood up. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen, Amen. Then they bowed down and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. The Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Sherebiah, Jamin, Akbu, Shabebith, Hodiah, Manasseh, Kelita, Araziah, Jozabad, Hanan, and Pelaliah instructed the people in the law. Meanwhile, the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning to people so that the people understood what was being read. Then Nehemiah the governor, Ezra the priest, and the teacher of the law, and the Levites, who were instructing the people, said to them, This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep. For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the law. Nehemiah said, Go and enjoy choice food and drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Levites calmed all the people, saying, Be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve. Then all the people went away to eat and drink, to send portions of food and to celebrate with great joy, because they now understood the words that they had made known to them. On the second day of the month, the heads of all the families, along with the priests and Levites, gathered around Ezra to teach the teacher to give attention to the words of the law. They found written in the law, which the Lord had commanded through Moses, that the Israelites were to live in temporary shelters during the festival of the seventh month, and they should proclaim the word and spread it throughout their towns and in Jerusalem. Go out into the hill country and bring back branches from olive and wild trees, and the myrtles, palms, shade trees, to make temporary shelters as written. So the people went out and brought back branches and built them temporary shelters on their own roofs, in their courtyards, in the country courts of the house of the Lord, and in the square by the water gate, and by one of the gates in Ephraim. The whole company that had returned from exile built temporary shelters and lived in them. From the days of Joshua son of Nun until that day, the Israelites had not celebrated it like this, and there was great joy. Day after day, from the first day to the last, Ezra read from the book of the law of God. They celebrated the festival for 7 days, and on the eighth day, in accordance with the regulation, there was an assembly. And this is our wonder chapter for today. And I just had, I think, two things that I really wanted us to pick from this beautiful one, this chapter. The first one comes from verse 10. And what does verse 10 say? Verse 10 says, Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice foods and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This is the day. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of our Lord is our strength. Amen. Let me just quote for you the phrase I want. Go and enjoy choice foods and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. Amen. And send some to those who have nothing prepared. Today the Bible is encouraging us as Christians that we ought to share. Amen. We ought to share the little that we have, especially with those who do not have. I know some of you may be like, but even me, I do not have food. It can be more than just food, by the way. That's something that people do not realize. You can share more than just food. It may be a talent. For example, if you are talented in singing, you can sing for people. You can sing in the church for the Lord. The Bible today is encouraging us that in one way, it's telling us, do not be selfish. Amen. Some people are blessed. For example, you're a footballer and you are playing football and you get money through football. You can use that money to bless other people. Now, I'm not saying use everything because they've said no. But do not be selfish. Amen. That's an attribute that we as Christians, we ought to avoid, being selfish. We have to be selfless. Share with people the blessings that you have. Amen. We all know the famous quote, a candle loses nothing by lighting up another candle. There is no way you're going to lose any, even a single drop of your blessing just because you have blessed others. None, nothing. And if someone has ever told you that, it's a lie. Have faith and share. Bless people. If you are privileged enough to have abundant of everything, why don't you get some time and share with those that do not have? Do not waste when people are suffering. Do not. And you see, God built all of us in a way that we do not have everything. There is something that even the richest man you know lacks. But even the poorest man you know could have it. And we're going to verse 15. It says, and they should proclaim this word and spread it through their towns and in Jerusalem. Amen. You can share the word of the Lord. Share the word of the Lord. Share it with others. Do not be selfish. That's what the Bible is telling us today. You're not too poor to give, and you're not too rich to receive. Share, share, share. That's the brief message I had for you today. I want you to get some time. Read Nehemiah chapter 8. What do you get? What do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithalan@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter @dailygracewithalan. We love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty Loving God, I want to thank you for this wonderful day. I want to thank you for your gift of life. I want to thank you for your gift of provision. I want to thank you for always being there for us, Father. Where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in what we have done and what we have failed to do, Father, I pray that may you forgive us. May you send in your Holy Spirit to always come and be there for us, Father, to come and guide us, to come and shed his precious blood upon us, Father. All the times that we have been selfish, Father, all the times that we have not cared about our fellow brothers and sisters, may you pardon us and may you forgive us. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.